You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
In the meantime, though, there's a note that I must share from a woman named Kara with a K. And this is probably going to light up the phones, I think. She writes, "Hey guys, you always talk about meeting the right person and how rare it is and how magical and all that." Let me jump in here for a second. Have we said it's magical?
I use that word at least once a day.
Probably, that's an Emily word.
Yep. All right, back to her note. She says, "I've been on two different dating sites, been on a lot of first dates, but never found anyone I clicked with until I met Mike. He's unbelievable, and I feel like I hit the relationship jackpot. It's the kind of thing where I'm imagining moving in together someday. The problem is that he hates my dog. I have a Yorkie named Tiffany."
Tiffany.
"And Mike can't stand her. And honestly, I don't know if I can stay in a relationship with someone who doesn't love my dog. We can never really go to my house because the dog gets on his nerves so much. So we spend a lot of time at his townhome. But I have to go home and let Tiffany out and spend some time with her. Tiffany has been with me for 6 years and has been like a best friend. My mother says that I'm an idiot if I let a dog come between me and a great guy. But I've had the dog longer. I know Dom isn't a dog person either, but Emily is totally a dog person. What do you guys think about this situation?" Signed, Kara.
Well, I think naming your dog Tiffany is a bit of a problem, but...
Oh, no.
That's
no.
A start.
It's a Yorkie, though. It kind of fits, I guess.
Know.
Stubby little legs.
I bet it's dressed up right now.
Now, Kara is not the first person to consider choosing a dog over a human being. I think it happens all the time.
Yeah, I know people like that who just really love their dog in a weird way.
Dogs are
weird
excellent
way.
Judges of character.
She didn't say anything about the dog not liking him.
He doesn't like the dog.
He doesn't like the dog.
It's an allergy thing, maybe.
She didn't say anything
about
allergies.
This dog is 6 years old. Here's my thing. If you go with this guy, you're gonna have a happy life together, hopefully. You're gonna be with this guy a lot longer than little Yorkie. Tiffany the Yorkie. So I say you should go with the guy. I mean, in the long term, this dog's 6 years old. You maybe have another 6 years tops left with this dog where you could have 50 years with this great guy, Mike, with the great abs and the great personality.
Did I miss that part of the note?
It was in there. I read between the lines.
The abs and the personality.
I don't see anything in there about
that's
that.
What she said.
Look. If Mike is the human in this situation, he is the one with opposable thumbs and the ability to discern right from wrong, and he has the common sense to make nice with the dog. The dog is just a dog. If he's the one who's not choosing to play nice with this dog, then he's the one making the choice and making the relationship not last.
She's making the choice, though.
No,
she's
also making the choice.
He's made the choice to be with Kara.
Sweet Kara.
Kara's not making the choice to be with Mike. She's making the choice to be with the dog.
Right, so it's falling on Kara.
He's making the choice to not...
He doesn't like
make things okay. Right. You can put up with a little dog, with a little Tiffany that just wants to lick your face and be a sweet little angel. He's making the choice to be a jerk.
So if I get this, if I'm reading you correctly, you're saying you would choose a dog over a person.
You know she would.
Yeah. And honestly, if I was with someone that would not accept something that I have been with for 6 years, then obviously it's not a match. Obviously he's not the one for me.
It's a dog.
The dog will be gone.
It is her child. No doubt.
I've heard plenty of stories that ladies don't want to hook up with a guy because they don't like his mom or his couch or his friends. Or why is it such a double standard?
Sounds like a double standard.
Wait, what just happened? No.
Mm-hmm. It is funny that he hates a little Yorkie. I mean, it's like the cutest, tiniest, sweetest little teacup of a dog.
They can fit
what's his
in
deal
your
with,
purse.
What's his deal with the Yorkie?
I think he's an evil person. He's probably a psychopath.
I have a thought on that I'll say for
probably.
Now. Here's Kim. Hello, Kim. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Great. What do you think?
Okay, so first and foremost, obviously compromise is going to be the most important thing that we can do. But if that's not going to happen, then I'd say she should pick the dog.
Yep.
Pick the dog.
Yes, she should pick the dog because she paid to adopt it. She brought it into her family and promised to love this dog and to take care of this dog.
We don't know any of that. All we know is she has a dog. What if a friend just gave it to her?
Why can't she still do that?
You read an awful lot into this note.
It's like Mike's
That's
abs.
That's what you do with a life, though. If you're taking care of a life.
It sounds like you've made your decision and now you're trying to justify your decision.
Either way, she did take in this dog, and she has loved this dog and promised it. And it's like a child. No. I might not have necessarily picked the time I gave birth to my child, but I'm not going to give her up for a guy.
I'm glad you called. Thank you for sharing your opinion.
No problem.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
My thoughts on that whole my dog is my child, too. Here's Kathy. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're great. What are you doing here?
I agree with Emily 100%. She's not picking the dog. The guy's not choosing her. Because if a guy is all that and then some, they love you for all of you. And part of you is that you love pets and this particular pet. And I say...
He's not anti-pet. He's just one
something
dog.
About this little Tiffany.
Yeah, but I think you have to look at, like, what it is about that, or at least have that conversation, because, you know, Yorkies are, they're not huge, scary dogs. They're not super, super yappy dogs.
Right,
they're,
why is he getting all intimidated by a little thing?
Something happened in his childhood. He was attacked by a little Yorkie, I think, when he was, like, three.
That's what it is. Kathy, we got your vote. I'll tell you that, yep. So thank you for sharing. Yep.
Thank you, guys. I listen to you every morning, and you're awesome.
Thank you.
That means a lot to us. Have a fun weekend.
All right, you guys too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, next up is Susan. Susan, are you on Team Dog also?
Team Dog all the way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, dogs are not disposable. You've made the commitment, but someone's forgetting to think about the underlying issue here. It's going to be her dog he doesn't like, then it's going to be his mother, his friends. There's deeper things going on.
Let me just say I think Susan, hold on Susan, I think what's going on is people are dog lovers, and that's great because you should love your dog.
True, but I think
because of that, people immediately are making this guy into some sort of antichrist because he doesn't like this dog. She says she hit the relationship jackpot. He's an unbelievable great guy. He doesn't like this dog. So why are we suddenly making him a demon?
Because it's just the point being that he's pointing this out at the very beginning of a relationship and the pattern for potential abusive gentlemen or whatever.
Oh, that escalated quickly.
He hates your dog now. He's going to beat you.
God, this is what I'm talking about. I think I'm going to get so much hate mail over this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Some dog owners, not all, some dog owners give all dog owners a really bad name because you're so crazy when it comes to your pets. Am I right, Jeremy?
You're right.
Some people
but I think Emily would even disagree with that last call that
they make other dog owners look crazy too.
Would you disagree with that last call?
Suddenly, if you don't like her Yorkie, you're going to shove her down the stairs. You're crazy.
I do not agree with that.
Okay.
Thank you.
But I love you, Susan.
Here's Ava. Hi, Ava.
Hello.
What do you think about this?
I am team dog all the way as well.
Yeah, okay.
I think that if a person comes with dogs, kids, cats, you should accept them the way they are.
I cannot put dogs in the categories of human children.
But why? They have feelings too. Mm-hmm. You're going to give the dog away. It's going to get sick. It's going to get sad. It's the same thing.
Yeah, but you can leave a dog for 8 hours.
You're saying that there's no difference between a human child and a dog. I just want to make sure you're saying that.
But what if the relationship doesn't work out and then she gave up the dog, then what?
Right. The most loyal creature on the planet.
Then she can get another dog.
Then she took a shot at the most important relationship in your life.
Think long term. You got to think long term. You're going to have this guy for 50 years.
Then being with the dog for a few more years until it kicks the bucket is just a little blip in
the long term. He needs to think long term too. Yeah. Be with the dog for another 6 years and then move on.
Hey, Ava, thank you for your vote. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right,
I hate our cat. I'm not going to get a divorce.
You've tried, though.
Thought about it.
Time for one more. Here's Kim, another Kim. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
So far, it's 4-0. Give up the love of her life for the dog.
We never said love of your life.
She said jackpot.
She said unbelievable jackpot.
Yeah.
All right, give up the relationship jackpot for the dog.
You'd walk away from a jackpot.
What do you think, Kim?
Okay, well, I am not particularly a dog lover, so I think she's already picking the dog. If it's so bad that he won't even go into her house, the dog is probably either messy or jumping on him or yapping or just in general an annoyance.
So the dog has to be peeing in the house.
The dog.
And can we agree, and again, don't be mad at me, dog owners, don't be mad, but can we agree that it's dogs are like kids and that people don't see the flaws in them in front of other people? Like, if you have a yappy dog, mm-hmm. you think it's the greatest thing and you don't see how it affects other people. Can
right.
we agree?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So it could be that Tiffany the Yorkie is the most annoying dog in history and the dog owner will never right. see that.
Especially with that name.
The name really Tiffany. Isn't doing her any
And you know
favors.
She calls her Princess Tiffany and Spencer. Right. You know.
She
you
has know. Her little dog nails painted right now. Yeah. She's wearing a pink sweater.
She's got a little backpack for it or
yeah,
a purse.
Yeah, there's a dog house with like a crown on it.
It says Tiffany
no
on
doubt.
It.
Right, sparkly.
So, Kim, what are you voting for here? Kim?
I say they are not going to be a good fit.
Oh, so walk away for a completely different reason.
Walk away. I think if I were the guy, I'd probably be walking away.
Oh.
I think that once a dog lover, always a dog lover. Once a non-dog lover, never a dog lover. Yeah. I don't know how it's going to work.
Wow. That dog's going to be in bed when they're making sweet, sweet love.
Oh,
and things are going to get weird.
Right.
You know that's going to happen, too.
He's going to be like, hey, Kara, I think it's time to shave. And she's going to be like, what are you talking about? And he's going to be petting the dog, not knowing what's going on. Oh, you know? Yeah, he's going to be there.
What?
How weird. Kim, thank you for being on the show.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Kim gets me. Kim
that
gets
all
me.
Five calls were essentially to end the relationship with Mike, but the last call was... her saying Mike should end the relationship. So nobody right. thinks this couple should be together.
Dom, when Tim and I got together, he moved in with us, and he had a little white, yappy little dog that I did not care for, a la the letter.
Okay.
And I allowed the dog to move into my home
yes.
with Tim mm-hmm. and his daughter.
Yeah.
I wasn't happy about it, but, you know, it was...
The dog or the
daughter?
It was
a package
yeah.
deal.
It was a package deal, like
more
everybody's
daughter,
saying.
Were you okay with
so
the daughter?
So what... Yeah, the daughter was
the
great.
Daughter
the daughter
also?
Was great. The dog was
hey,
just
Chris,
like,
hey, Chris,
ugh.
Hey, Chris, hey, Chris.
The daughter was great. So what happened? A few months go by, and this dog
died.
Was peeing oh. everywhere, mm. everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And the daughter, who was 14 and was responsible for the dog, was telling me, oh, no, I'm letting it out all the time. But anyway, long story short, that we finally had to give the dog to a no-kill shelter to find a better home and a better environment. So the moral of the story is I got my man and I still don't, and I don't have the dog in the long run. Do you see what I'm saying
I
here?
I do, but the difference here is that it was his dog and not yours.
You were abusive
well,
to the dog, weren't you?
I was not abusive
when
to the
nobody
dog.
Was
I
home,
ignored the dog, but I did not.
You were kicking that little white dog.
You were peeing on the floor and blaming the dog,
I'm like, get the
you?
Black light out. Get the black light out.
I know you, Chris.
You
framed the dog.
Okay, okay.
Dog
okay,
peed on the couch again.
Everybody's settled.
No.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.